It's the radio segment that just followed us on Instagram at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Oh,
look at that.
The laser finally followed us.
Uh-oh. He just slid into our DMs.
Oh, he's that
kind of
laser.
Oh, this
Don't
is going
to
get steamy.
It. Do not open that.
Laser stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other jerk waddles just don't. This first laser story is out of Ontario. A 58-year-old guy named Davis Morris politely and patiently waited in line outside the bank that was set up for social distancing.
Okay.
After about 10 minutes, it was his turn, so he went inside, carefully handed the teller a note, and promptly robbed the place.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
I wondered if that was still happening, because everybody's wearing masks. It's really hard to tell who's a bank robber these days and who isn't.
And you could be handing a note because of, like, social distancing.
Right,
like,
totally.
Please, check my bank account.
It's hard to understand me underneath this mask.
And the note said he wanted all the money in the bank, please.
At least he's polite.
Well,
he got away with an undisclosed amount of cash, but the cops tracked him down and arrested him later that day. Afterwards, a reporter who was covering the crime said, quote, he robbed the bank in the most Canadian way possible.
Seriously.
Yeah.
By being polite and super respectful.
Yeah.
And he paid it all back within a week.
Yeah, you know he said thank you as well.
This next laser story is out of fashion land. Ralph Lauren, Louis Vuitton, Oshkosh B'gosh, all icons who made fashion what it is today.
Yeah.
But now you can add a new name to that list. It's a Croatian label called Tribute Brand.
Okay.
Many people are saying they're literally changing fashion as we know it. So how are they doing that? Well, they recently introduced contactless fashion to the world.
Contactless?
Yep. And their first piece in the line is something called the Zezzy shirt, worth $700.
What?
Dang, it's for rich people.
Yeah, all right, Zezzy.
It's a plasticky-looking blouse with flared short sleeves in either neon green or red.
And that sounds terrible.
What makes the shirt extra special, though, is you'll never put it on or even touch it.
I don't get it. What? What are you saying?
Hold on.
It's imaginary, or are they selling imaginary shirts?
It's a digital shirt.
What?
So you submit a photo of yourself, and the company will alter the digital garment to fit your body for the finished picture.
Shut up. And that costs $700.
Well, that shirt does. I'm sure there's cheaper ones in the line, but if you want the top quality, you want to pay.
Edge.
Yeah.
Should they just Photoshop it?
Some critics say you're basically paying a lot of money to have someone Photoshop a piece of clothing onto a selfie. Others say, though, it cuts down on the sizing, shipping, and waste. And with contactless fashion, anything is possible.
Dude, I have friends that know how to do photo. I mean, Digital Jake can do Photoshop.
Anything is possible except actually wearing the clothes.
Well, this is the equivalent of the Impossible Burger. It's the Impossible Shirt.
Yeah, but the Impossible Burger you still bite into, right? Like, it's still a physical thing that you hold and you put in your body. This doesn't even really exist.
Oh, so now you're going back on the Impossible trend.
Brooke and Jeff.
Do you want to save the environment or not, Brooke? You waffle back and forth on this constantly.
I give up.
Let's go to your next laser story out of Alberta.
Oh, man.
2 years ago, the Hell's Basement Brewery released a New Zealand pale ale. As a nod to the New Zealand roots, they decided to choose a Maori word that would represent the flavor of the beer. If you didn't know, the Maori are the indigenous Polynesian people of mainland New Zealand.
Yeah.
And that's why 2 years ago, they named their beer Huru Huru Pale Ale.
That's it.
Cool.
Yeah, it sounds like a cool word, too.
Well, they thought that Huru Huru meant feather in Maori, and they just went about their happy business. That is, until a Maori TV personality pointed out a common interpretation of the word in a Facebook video. Because turns out, Huru Huru does mean feather, but its most common use means pubic hair.
I mean, at least it wasn't a stout.
Oh my gosh.
The owner of the brewery released a statement apologizing, saying, quote, we acknowledge we did not consider the commonplace use of the term huru huru, and that consultation with a Maori representative would have been better referenced than an online dictionary.
Oh my God, they just searched words to name their beer?
Interesting. He doesn't say we're going to be renaming the beer. He's just like, sorry, we didn't think it through.
Oh my God.
But enjoy your huru huru beer.
Dude, yeah. I would be looking into that beer after every sip just in case.
This next laser story is out of the study of hot.
I've done a lot of studying here.
A new study ranked all 50 states according to how attractive the people are.
Oh, man, there's going to be...
Tell me where to go.
There's going to be some sad losers in this list.
They looked at Google search trends to see how interested each state is in things like hair, clothes, and grooming. They also factored in how in shape people are, how often they exercise, and STD rates.
Okay.
That's
smart. Thank you.
I don't know. That's weird. Because are you saying I can't be hot just because I'm riddled with syphilis?
That's a good point. Because I'm hot. No one will lay their hands on me.
Exactly. Well, according to the results, the state with the hottest people overall is New Jersey.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Oh, curveball.
Shocking.
A lot of people on the beach, I'll say. I mean,
they have great hair. They pay a lot of attention to their hair there. Clean clothes.
A friend of mine from New Jersey is actually one of the most beautiful people I know.
Oh. The rest of the top 10 are Hawaii, California, Massachusetts, New York, Colorado, Alaska, and Arizona.
Alaska's up there, huh?
Yeah. That was a surprise getting into the top 10.
Wow.
Interesting.
For the three women that live there.
Yeah. The states at the bottom of the list are Mississippi, Missouri, Alabama, Arkansas, and South Carolina.
It's every list we've ever read, ever, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, those are the states with the most uggos, according to this study.
All right.
I need to move.
I know one guy who doesn't discriminate, though. One night, he could be into a bright red Jimmy Choo. The next, he's pulling down a pair of beat-up flats from Nine West. Just slumming it. It's the sound of a turtle lowering his standards, and it means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.